Hello and welcome. You're in this section because you want to get free from anxiety. Good news. Jesus paid the price for you to live life abundantly and completely free from anxiety. So let's take a look at what anxiety is. Anxiety says you are not able. Anxiety is an uneasiness that comes from uncertainty. It's an emotion that can become so strong that your body reacts to it, including things like sweating, tension, an increased heart rate, etc. Anxiety is rooted in doubt, either self-doubt or doubt about God and who He is. It is the enemy trying to raise a capacity or capability question about whether you can deal with what might come. It tries to project misfortune and failure. It steals your stability and your faith and your hope. Anxiety is a choice. Anxiety thinks you aren't able. God isn't able. You are going to fail. Bad is going to happen. Anxiety, as you can see, is from the enemy, Satan and his forces. It's a direct mockery of God's ability and his ability to work through you and with you. The enemy is trying to immobilize you by saying it's your ability, not God's, that will matter. He's wrong. Be encouraged. God is able. He's the CEO of the universe, remember? And He's on your side. Let's look at the written word in the Bible and see what it says. Psalms 94:19 says, NIV version, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." Ecclesiastes 11:10 says, "So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body." 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." Proverbs 12:25 says, "An anxious heart weighs down a man, but a kind word cheers him up." So how do we stand against anxiety? As you can see, first, we need to banish anxiety and cast it off of our lives. In other words, give it to God and command it to go. You see, when you give it to God, it is then God's issue to deal with. If you hang on to it, you keep it and it's yours. God will help you. He is able, but He needs to have it to be able to work on it. And He cares about you, so be encouraged. Notice that the opposite of anxiety is being joyful and upbeat. Anxiety tries to push you down. But God says, if you turn to Me, I will lift you up. I am more than able. Get others around you to encourage you, and surround yourself with a few kind ones, by the way. If no one is around you that fits the mold that you need for encouragement, then be like King David and encourage yourself every day. He did it often and it worked. So let's move on into the ministry prayer and let's banish anxiety from our lives. Please bow your heads and from your heart, repeat this prayer after me. God will meet you. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me and I'm Your child. I thank You, Jesus, that You paid the price for me to be reconciled to God and for me to live life abundantly. Forgive me for being anxious and doubting Your ability to handle the situations of life. Help me in my weakness. I believe that you love me and care about everything that goes on in my life. Nothing goes unnoticed by you. Anxiety, you need to depart from my life in the name of Jesus. I cast all my cares on you, Lord. I am not afraid. In Jesus' name, comfort me, Lord, in these trying times. Increase my faith, my hope, my love, and my courage. I thank you, Lord. You will not be outdone. I will be still and know that you are God. I thank you now that you will work all things for the good of those who love you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Now remember, anxiety will try to come back. And what do we stand? We stand on God's word and we banish it from our lives. So you speak to it and you tell it to go. And you keep confessing out loud every day those verses that we talked about. That you banish it from your life, and that your God is more than able to handle the situations that you face. Be blessed, stay free from anxiety, and see you in heaven someday. Michelle.